Hi, good afternoon.
Hi, this is Laura from the Calvert Recorder.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Great, great.
Terrific. So I was looking at the little bio of you. Are you originally from Lesby, Maryland, or is that just where you live now?
No, ma'am. That's I've been there about 4 years, I guess. I'm originally from South America, but I spent some time in Florida, and then once I joined the military, I've been pretty much just kind of all over the place, I guess.
Where were you born?
In Colombia, South America.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you are in the Marines?
No, ma'am. I'm in the Air Force Reserve, actually.
And for how long?
I guess for about 18 years on and off. I've had breaks in service.
And you were deployed to Iraq in May 2011.
It's Afghanistan.
I'm sorry, Afghanistan.
Yes, ma'am.
And is that your first time over there?
Yes, it is, uh-huh.
And what has your time been like over there?
It's been very, actually not bad at all, not bad at all. Other than for the heat, it's not bad, not as bad as I thought, I guess.
What has been, I guess, sort of your main task over there, if you're allowed to tell me?
Well, yeah, my job is aeromedical evacuation. I'm a flight medic. So basically, we provide medical care to our coalition soldiers during flight.
Did you volunteer to do this, or were you deployed?
Yes, ma'am. No. This was a volunteer volunteer status, I guess, yeah. I was originally had volunteered for December, but my wife
December
was pregnant,
of this year?
Sorry?
December of this year?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, but my wife is we're due to have a baby in September.
Oh, congratulations.
So, thank you, thank you. So I was afforded the opportunity to do it earlier. So I left in May, and I'll be home back in September.
I'm sorry, you said your wife is due in September, and you'll be back in time?
Yes, ma'am. I'm hoping, it's going to be kind of close, but I hope to be there at least 10 days before our due date.
Is this your first?
No, actually, this is my second. I have a 3-year-old daughter.
And what's your daughter's name?
Her name is Emily.
Emily? Spelled E-M-I-O-Y?
Yes. Correct, yes. Traditional way.
Yeah. And I think I have your wife's name,
Nick.
Heather Gomez.
Yeah, it's got that's correct, yeah. Yeah.
And why did you volunteer to go over there?
I felt I needed to kind of contribute to what's going on here. I hadn't had the opportunity to deploy to Afghanistan before, so I guess in a way I wanted to make sure that my training didn't just go to waste, and then of course I wanted to feel part of what's going on, be able to contribute to our troops and to the armed services, really.
Had you served in Iraq at all?
I'm sorry?
Had you served in Iraq at all?
No, I have not. They're telling me we have about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Before we get to the next person.
Closing, what... I guess, what would you want to convey to people back home about what it's like over there?
Well, it's we're really not like the place where I'm at is not really it's not terribly hard. I think from my perspective, we're here to do our medical evacuation job and to fly, and they make it very easy for us to accomplish our job. They provide us with everything that we need. So I'm not in a terribly hardship environment here, at least for myself. We're very proud of the job that our, fellow Army and Marine and Navy are doing over here, and I think that for us to be able to provide a medical service is probably one of the better things I'm taking out of here. It's I kind of feel a lot of pride in doing what we do here.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Like I said, I'm very happy to be able to deploy and assist in what we can here. And, of course, I wouldn't be able to do that without the support of my wife, who is, at home with my kid and the one on the way. So it's really just as probably more difficult for her to try to, hold a fort back home than it is for me to come out here and do my job. So I think it's really a hard work goes really to her,
And you are, just to clarify, this bio says you're 42?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
I appreciate it, and thank you for everything you're doing over there.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good. Ben, you want to come on in, have a seat, we'll get started.